Harper and Harper Audio present Three Things About Emmy Crawford by Allison L. Bitts, performed by Eva Kaminsky. To Evie and Jonah, kids like you give me hope of a better, kinder world. 1. It's 10:02 p.m., and a fat white van turns a corner, lumbering in our direction. I stop short, palms immediately slick with sweat, and pull Issy behind a row of tall bushes. The paparazzi sharks are right on cue. Issy and I are the last people on this big, dirty earth who should be sneaking out. And channeling cool and calm older sister isn't easy when the dark Georgetown streets are full of potential threats. Yet here we are, Issy glistening with nerves and excitement, and me, hairs on end as the media van inches closer. I need to get her out of here. Hey, I forgot my wallet. Can you run back and grab it? Now? We just made it out. Frustration coats her voice, and I can't say I blame her. Both of us getting out the door without waking either parent, our much younger sister Lucy, or our overly enthusiastic dog, had been a minor miracle. I don't know if Issy can run that gauntlet a second time, but I know for sure Issy can't get in proximity of the Pabs. Her even noticing them could be catastrophic. So far, so good. Issy flips her cascading waves over her shoulder, annoyed but oblivious to the white van. Are you sure you need your wallet? Yeah. No. And you didn't think to throw it in your bag in the hours you were nagging me about departure time? Come on, it'll only take a second, I reply, feigning nonchalance. Why don't you go back for it? I grind my back teeth, willing myself to think fast thoughts. You're more graceful, and Maple likes you better. Less barking potential. Issy huffs, but marches back toward our house. I position myself carefully, trying to block any chance a camera could capture her. The DC paparazzi are always out for political blood. Blood like mine. And Issy's is even sweeter. Unfortunately, my dear sister has zero skills for managing this kind of attention. That's where I come in. I can handle my stuff and hers if needed. And I'd really tried to handle everything for tonight. When you're a senator's kid, covert operations require precision. And if we'd left by my pre-planned time of 9:47 p.m., the short walk to a friend's house wouldn't be such a big deal. The shark vans pick up between 10 and 10:30 every night. Ever since a bathrobed and slightly mussed picture of Mom, a.k.a. presidential nominee frontrunner Catalina Cat Crawford, was snapped in our driveway around that time last spring. Observation compliments of many late-night study sessions at my street-facing desk. And though I'm not above sticking my toe into dangerous waters every now and again, that's not Issy's jam. Case in point, just a few weeks ago, I sat for an interview with Washington Life, a local magazine covering DC society. They'd wanted both me and Issy, but Issy declined. In her absence, they titled the piece, Three Things About Emmy Crawford. 1. Her current read. The Jungle, next on the pre-college reading checklist she created for herself. 2. Her favorite way to spend a day. Coffee and cake cups with my sister Issy. 3. Her biggest dream. I want to take nationals in debate this season. I'd call number 3 a goal, not a dream, but I let it slide. The article's title was a nod to my debater brain, as I'd shared with the reporter how I perpetually organize the world into lists of 3. Overall, it was a good fluffy piece, which expanded on each of those things about me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?